Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right, you guys, we are live from BravoCon. I am here with Jackie Goldschneider and Jen Fessler. Not only are they here as my guests, but I have exciting news because we are launching two Jersey J's, which myself, Chris Harrison, and Tamara Judge will be executive producing. We are so excited to join for you guys to join the iHeart family. Thank you, guys.
You are not even half as excited as we
are.
Oh,
my God. We're
over the moon.
Well, I have a question. Is Teresa excited that you're doing a podcast with me and Tamara?
Yeah, she hasn't said a word otherwise. She's just been like, I'm so excited for you guys. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. I was curious, actually, if Tamara and Teresa are going to squash the beef at BravoCon.
I don't know if she knows that we're with you guys.
That's what I was going to say.
I was going to say that, but I was going to let it actually go over nicely.
I was like, huh. Yeah.
So she's excited for us. We'll see what happens when she finds out.
We didn't drop the T words.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't say the twats?
No.
Okay, that's where things get a little dicey. So two Jersey J's with Jackie and Jen will be providing listeners with a refreshing and relatable twist on the reality of being a real housewife. From menopause to making the most of your 40s and 50s, these two Jersey J's will explore the unfiltered, unapologetic, and often hilarious realities of women who are chasing the spark in life, finding love, and navigating deep friendships, which leads me kind of into some of the questions that I have for you guys today. I'm excited for y'all's pod, but first, we've got to do things twat style.
You got it.
Let's do it.
A little twat style action. You guys will be able to listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts on iHeartRadio, and it will be on our twats feed, so make sure that you guys keep tuning in. So we already covered Teresa, not realizing that you're actually doing a pod with us, but excited that you're doing a pod. So, but are any of the other Jersey housewives a little jelly?
I mean, I don't think that even if there was jealousy that they would let that show. I think as housewives, you become very accustomed to a poker face. So I don't know. I mean, everyone seems very happy for us.
I mean, I know who hasn't congratulated me.
Well, who?
I mean, many people. I'll tell you who has. Teresa and Jen Aiden. Who else has?
Everybody has congratulated
me. Oh, and Dolores. Yeah.
And Dolores. Yes. Oh, I love Dolores. Like,
so do we.
I love Dolores.
And I don't think they're jealous. We're, first of all,
no,
we are.
I don't know if they're jealous.
We're friends anyway. We're not housewives. So.
We have redefined friends this season.
Fair enough.
By the way.
But I mean, I don't know that they get so jealous of us.
Jersey gets a hip, right? That's your.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you think either of you guys are going to get hip this year?
I never heard that expression ever. Do you mean like hold a tomato?
Full time, yeah.
Like, yes. Yeah. I don't,
because you don't, you guys don't have a prop. You have just the hip.
Yeah. So no, I think their decisions are already made.
I do too.
Guess anything could change, but no, because our families are not as much on it, right?
Yeah, our families are definitely not as much on it. But also, I think maybe we are the exception, not the rule. But I don't. I'm not dying necessarily to be a housewife. Like, I am thrilled with the way that this
like,
is
love it.
On Miami, Marisol and Adriana are just in the mix as much as the actual housewife.
Right.
So there isn't, if you're in it as a friend in a certain capacity, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I think
way.
The friend role, like, it's what you do with it.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's also like a little less invasive, right? To not have the cameras in your home quite as much and in your personal story quite as much.
Yeah, focusing on every little crumb of your life.
Right.
Now that you're here and we were all in the room together, there was a lot of speculation about where everybody, how the panel switched. How are you close with Teresa now? I need to know, Jackie.
Well, I don't want to ruin it because it's actually, it happened very organically.
Okay.
It was not like a, oh, I mean, people are saying like, oh, Jackie needed some relevance, so she like switched the lines. Like, that's ridiculous. I don't need any
the
of that.
The relevancy thing really bugs.
I know. It's so stupid. But, it's really organic, and I don't want to ruin it, but it happened very naturally and authentically.
And are both of you guys in a good place or not such a great place with Marge?
You're talking about us, or are you talking about Teresa and Jackie? Because neither
one
of them are.
Both of you guys.
I'm in a great place with Margaret, yes.
Okay, because my eagle eyes were looking around last night, and I didn't see much chatting.
Not me. I'm not in a great place.
They're not. They're definitely not in a great place.
So how does she feel about you doing this podcast with Jackie?
Margaret has always been nothing but supportive of me, no matter what it is.
Also, everyone knows that me and Jen are like sisters. There's no coming between us.
She has had nothing but, you know, wonderful, kind, supportive things to say about it to me.
All right. All right. Can you explain a little bit more of the backstory? And you're not going to give anything away, but the backstory on how the panel switched so last minute, though.
Go, Jack.
I think it was equal parts the fact that it just didn't fit anymore. Like, my feud with Margaret was all over the internet already.
Yeah.
So it was equal parts that and the fact that two of the other cast members really don't get along and don't belong together. I can't say anything about, like, what happened between them this season, but definitely Danielle and Jennifer don't get along. So it worked for both of us to switch over.
Do you guys think that Danielle's a good housewife?
Go, Jack.
No, Jen, you step in too.
You bitch.
I do. I think she's a very good housewife, actually. I do.
Yeah, she definitely puts it all out there.
Do you think in an authentic way?
Yes. 100%. I think
Jackie's face. I'm deceased.
I think she's 100. I think that's almost like to a fault. Like, she can't hold her emotions back.
Yeah, can't hold her emotions back. We'll leave it there.
Do you think she has a true organic friendship with anybody outside of?
I was just asking, like, who is she hanging out with this weekend? I don't know. I really don't know much about her.
And then what about Rachel?
Yeah, I like Rachel.
You like Rachel?
I love Rachel.
Rachel's very close with Melissa.
And you're still fine with Melissa?
Yes. Definitely not as close, but I'm fine with Melissa. Listen, if we're going to be honest, I think she doesn't like that I'm close with Teresa.
Yeah.
That's the honest truth. But, you know, she tries not to let that show, but I think that's true.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabel, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
And there's been a lot of speculation that this year, because you guys didn't even get a final trip, I know the house burned down or whatever it was.
Literally and figuratively.
But that it means that it's going to get a complete shakeup the same way that New York did. Do you believe any?
I wouldn't be shocked, but I don't. That's not what my gut is telling me. I do think there's going to be a cast change, but that's just, you know, I'm always wrong.
I was so sure of how things were going to go down after last season, and I was clearly wrong about everything that I was thinking. So
yeah.
And then I have to ask you a question, because you said something last night and I was wondering how it actually affects you. Everybody in the room essentially last night was talking about Ozempic.
Yeah.
When you make jokes about Ozempic.
Yeah.
When Jen makes jokes about Ozempic, how does that make you feel?
I'm fine. I don't care who is on Ozempic. I care about Ozempic itself and what's going to end up happening in a few years. God forbid they find that it does have side effects, because there's not long-term studies on it. And I just wonder, all these people who are newly really thin, I know what that does to your mind, and like, you don't want to go backwards. So what's going to happen if and when these drugs are not available to use in a healthy way anymore, and suddenly you don't know what to do in order to stay thin?
Yeah, I mean, I've had the same kind of thoughts when it comes to Ozempic. Do what you want to do, whatever feels best for you. I just hope that anybody that is doing it is also making other lifestyle changes that are sustainable. Because if all of a sudden it's taken away.
I'm definitely not making sustainable lifestyle changes at all. I am eating, like, for the first time in my life, I'm eating pizza and bagels, and that's basically my mainstay.
Yeah.
So I'm not exercising.
That makes me nervous because then you have, people don't want to think about malnutrition. You don't really think about that. But if you're not using your very small amount of food to really, like.
Well, but before I was just eating more pizza and bagels. It's not like I was such a health nut before.
Right.
I was just eating more of bad foods.
Yeah. Okay. I know there's a lot of muscle loss that goes along with it. And so as you get older, it's not so good for you to lose muscle like that.
Does it make you feel yucky?
No.
Not that you're on it, but the actual medication itself.
It doesn't make me feel yucky. My body is now the body of like a 90-year-old. Like, it's okay. No, it's not.
It
I'm not.
Good. I'm like a
no,
hot
it's,
90-year-old.
No, it's there's nothing hot about it. I mean, my skin, because the muscle I know does deteriorate, and my skin is, I have like like three asses. Like I have the ass, and then there's a layer under the ass, and then there's a layer like underneath that ass. It's just like all the skin just falls. You know what I mean?
A skin sandwich.
It's a skin sandwich, but I just, maybe I should give a shit, but I don't. I'm 55 years old. I'm not looking to get into a bikini necessarily. So I'm not, like, I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Can we talk a little bit about the newbies, Kayla and Tiffany?
Yeah. I don't know that they have an official,
right,
like, role on the show.
Yeah.
But they're great.
They were around a lot.
Yeah.
And they were both great.
Yeah. Great.
Do they bring anything to it? Or yeah, they're just...
I think it was a very awkward thing because they were, you know, in some scenes, not in others. So they weren't there when the shit would hit the fan, but then they were sort of there for the next scene and what their, I think it was hard probably.
Who
for
are
them.
They friends? Who did they come in as friends with?
Yeah, Kayla, I think, is friends with Danielle.
Yep.
And Tiffany also, her cousin and Danielle are friends.
Do you think there's anyone on your cast that's headed for trouble?
I don't think so. I would tell you honestly, I really don't think so. No, I think everyone's marriage is pretty strong. Yeah.
I mean, I would you think that somebody would answer that on Jersey? I get a knife
to the... I would answer it, actually.
You think
I don't think so. I think everyone's spouse is really their, like, champion on our show.
Jen Aiden's relationship called into question again this year?
I don't think so.
There are some snarky comments, for sure. Like, in the middle of fights, there's, like, you know, it's just sort of, like, nasty little digs. But no, certainly not, like, her marriage for real is not being questioned.
Do you think there's going to be any drinks thrown this year at BravoCon like last year in the Gansevoort?
It's not going to be Jen. If there is, it's not going to be Jen. She learned her lesson, I think.
Who do you think would throw a drink if there was one person?
I mean, based on history, I would say Danielle.
Oh, okay. Who has the most emotional season on Jersey this year?
It's really hard to, you know, pick one because it is a crazy, yeah. I know they say that every season.
It's
but
the same,
whoa, it is
same
nuts.
Level
but
of
I mean,
nuttiness.
Teresa, Danielle, Margaret, Jackie.
Everybody gets emotional in fights. Who has the most emotional season?
I don't know.
Definitely not Jen.
Jen just seems like a lot slides right off.
I'm trying. I mean, it's not always easy.
Jen's fun.
No, I got into it more this season than I did last season. Like last season was, I felt like I just kind of got to be like the comic relief.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so now you've popped your cherry.
I popped my cherry a little bit.
Maybe Teresa. Yeah. She has an emotional season because not only is she feuding with like other castmates, but you know, it's a real divide with her brother.
Yeah.
And I think that she's, I mean, a piece of her, just from where I sit, I think she's sad. Yeah. About it, you know.
And do you think, I mean, I know I've already heard that they get into it at the finale. Like, it was pretty much two separate sets of filming the entire season until the end, and there was a big blowout. Do we think in the history of Jersey we are ever going to see the reconciliation of those two families?
I would say no.
I mean, if I'm a betting girl, I'm betting no. Like, I don't think so.
That's tough.
Yeah. Sad.
That's really tough. Mm-hmm. That's why having your family on the show.
Yeah. That's why I'm not like pushing for like the full-time thing ever again. I have four teenagers. They're used to their privacy again. Evan's used to like stepping in and stepping out when he needs to, you know, like it works for my family because Jersey, it's tough on families.
Yeah. Was there anyone last night that you got at the Twats party that you guys loved meeting that you hadn't met before? Who did you think was fun?
I mean, for me, it was, again, I don't know any of these people. I've been watching them. I feel like I know them because I've been watching them and I've been watching their lives and their families for years. So each time I turned around, I was like, holy shit. I was like dying. So, I mean, all of them, I mean, from Sheree to Whitney Rose to, I mean, there was, everybody was here. It was, you know, so many that
I've met everyone, but I have to say Chanel Ayan's energy is so fucking good. I'm sorry, I cursed.
You can curse.
Can we curse?
Amazing. Okay. Like, I wanted to stay by her side all night.
I feel like that about Gertie too.
Oh, Gertie.
I know, I'm
but
so
I know
sad.
I was in the room
so much. I barely even got to see Gertie, so I'm bummed about that.
Because she's amazing.
Chanel was banging down the podcast door all night. All right, you guys each have to spin the wheel. There's no plead the fifth. You have to answer the question no matter what.
Okay.
You have to push it hard. I have to, like, when you spin it hard. If not, it'll only go one little thing. One at a time. So you'll take this one.
Okay.
Oh, what housewife bank account do you want?
Very easy. I'll take Sutton for $50, please.
You know what? Me too. That $300,000 a month.
Very nice. I could live on that.
You really could say...
Oh, sorry. Why am I spinning for you?
Because I'm far away and... Hold on. Okay. That's about as much energy as I have. It's the Ozempic. Hold on. If you could pick a cast trip to... What?
If you could
location. Oh, if you could pick a... Well, I'll tell you where it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be the Berkshires.
Yeah.
So
no.
That was not... I wasn't like, woohoo.
Does anyone get physical this year?
I'm going to plead the fifth on that. I didn't spin the wheel on that, so I'm going to plead the fifth.
You know what? You could just do it. I'm your producer now.
I will get it. My boss.
I would want it.
Mommy.
Well, if I could pick anywhere, I would like to go to Australia, but that's just because that's where I want to go. It's like.
Me too.
That's just
I'll just come
a bucket
on
list.
Along with you guys. We'll do a whole storyline about your podcast just so we can all go to Australia.
Well, I like it.
Thank you guys so much. Make sure that you tune in to Two Jersey J's on iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to podcasts, because these girls are going to be bringing it, and I can't wait until they're allowed to spill even more tea. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Teddy.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.